Welcome to the Hear Us Out podcast. I'm Dr. Eric Sandler, Director of Audiology at the Hearing Center.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Schechter. I work with Eric at the Hearing Center.
So I have a particular interest in cochlear implants and music audiology. And the last few years I've had the opportunity to teach at Kane University. And lately I've been involved in the New Jersey Speech and Hearing Association as the audiology chair and participating in legislative advocacy.
And now you're getting into podcasting.
I'm getting into podcasting now.
So I take particular interest in the areas of auditory processing and seeing military veterans. So we like pretty different things.
Yes. And even within our practice and the other audiologists we work with, everybody seems to like different things.
That's true. It's what makes us unique.
And so, I think actually we'll see with some of the guests we have how there's so many different ways to be involved in audiology and do the work that we do.
So before we get into anything, just to let you know, there are lots of ways to follow us. You can follow us on Instagram at THC_audiology. You can follow our other Instagram specifically for the podcast at Hear Us Out P-podcast.
P-cast.
Hear Us Out P-cast _official.
Yes.
So that's THC_audiology. And Hear Us Out PCAST _official.
But THC_audiology is where we are actually official and blue checked.
That's true. Gotta go see that blue check. And you can also stream this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other streaming platforms.
Yeah, wherever you typically get your podcasts, you should be able to find us. Now, why are we doing this? There's other audiology podcasts. There's other people who do some really interesting work in the podcast realm when it comes to hearing and hearing loss. We want to look at audiology and how it intersects with the world. How does audiology affect specific professions? How do our patients with hearing loss navigate the world? We want to hear from them. We want to hear about what their experiences are.
So this podcast is going to cover the whole spectrum of audiology, ranging from cochlear implant journeys to parents learning about their children's hearing loss for the first time to hearing about how musicians interact with hearing and concerts and audiology. There are also just going to be conversations between the two of us about the latest updates in both audiology and hearing technology, which we'll get into a little bit later today.
Yes, there was some exciting news this week.
We're also going to be speaking with lots of guests. We're going to be talking about with musicians. We're going to be talking with parents and patients about their specific journeys, because each one of these people has a story to tell and it relates to audiology in their own unique way. So we have that privilege to share that story with you, and that's why we're doing this.
So in our first few episodes, like we said, we have some really interesting guests lined up. Our first guest is going to be singer, songwriter, and comedian Stephen Kellogg. We had the privilege and kind of joy to make in-ear monitors for him a couple years ago, and it led to some really interesting conversations about musician experiences with custom in-ear monitors on stage. So he's going to be our first guest. He's a really interesting guy, really good dude, so I think you guys will appreciate hearing from him.
But before we get into the guests, our topics for today are that, do you even know what audiology is?
So we do a lot of different things. We wear a lot of different hats. We work with cochlear implants. We don't do the surgeries, but we do what's called the mappings, which is the programming and the setting of the implant so that the patient who's wearing it can hear from it. We work with hearing aids. That's probably what we're most known for. We do diagnostic testing. We do auditory processing evaluations. We do tinnitus evaluations. We do custom ear protection. We do in-ear monitors, as we said before. We work with patients with dizziness and balance disorders. And overall, we look to educate the community about hearing healthcare and how they can protect their hearing and how they can preserve hearing.
Now, you might be thinking, I don't have hearing loss, so why do I care? But there is a reason to care, because audiology overlaps with a lot of professionals out in the world, whether it's ENT surgeons, nurses, teachers, different musicians, parents, kids, dentists,
sound engineers,
legislators. So there are lots of ways to interact with audiology.
Yeah, yesterday I had the privilege of testifying at the Statehouse about legislation that was being considered in committee. So there are so many different things that we try and be out in the world doing when it comes to the work that we do.
Yeah, hearing affects us in our daily lives, whether it's going to school or work or doing fun things and like going to concerts, flying. So in some way or another, hearing affects every single one of us.
And even if you do have normal hearing, there are times you don't hear well. There are times you don't hear everything that's being said. So hearing plays an integral role in our day-to-day lives. And when there is hearing loss, it affects your entire environment. It affects your interactions with other professionals. It affects your interactions with your family. It affects interactions at school and work. So there's so much that we think the public can and should be educated on when it comes to hearing loss.
Now, we've already gotten some requests from you guys about what you want for us to talk on the podcast. Probably the most common thing we've been getting is tinnitus. And don't worry, we already have plenty to talk about with tinnitus. But if you have specific requests on what you want for Eric and me to talk about, reach out to us. I'm going to keep promoting it. The THC underscore audiology and the Hear Us Out PCAST underscore official. So reach out to us on either one of those.
On Instagram.
I'll get it by the end. That reach out to us so that we know what topics interest you, because this is all for you.
So we mentioned our first guest, but another guest that we have is going to be a patient of mine who I identified her hearing loss at the age of 2. And at the age of 9, she received a cochlear implant. Now she's in high school, and she's going to join us with her mom to talk about her journey with hearing loss. One of the most exciting parts about her case is, one, how well she's done, but two, the last time I saw her, she was asking me about audiology as a profession because she was considering this as something to do with her life. And that's pretty wonderful that her experience is leading her to maybe want to pursue this as a career.
I think that's probably some of the most rewarding cases for us are the children who then grow up and ask about being audiologists or dress up as audiologists.
Yeah, why don't you tell the story about that?
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old patient who dressed up as us for career day. Well, I guess it had to be a female.
No, it was you.
So, yeah, she dressed up as me for career day. And that's very heartwarming. It's rewarding to know that you make an impact on somebody else's life. As you've described it to me, it's playing a role in somebody's story and having such an important part in making your mark.
We get to become a part of our patient's story, and that's pretty wonderful.
Yeah. So another topic that we were not intending to talk about this week is that Apple recently came out with some news that at their GlowFest on September 9th, that they're going to be incorporating hearing aid features into their next version of AirPods.
So a couple years ago, the FDA approved over-the-counter hearing aids, and we all kind of assumed at some point Apple's going to get in this game because why not? And now they have. The AirPod Pro 2 is going to have a hearing aid feature that's going to be active, I guess, with a software update. And just today, the FDA has approved Apple to release hearing aid software. So it sounds to us like there's going to be some software built into the iPhone that's going to allow for control of these devices as hearing aids or for the hearing aid features.
That's amazing. I mean, it has its limitations, right?
Yes. So one of the concerns we have with AirPods as hearing aids is battery life. The current battery life on AirPods is 4 to 6 hours, depending on the usage. And most of our hearing aid users are wearing them 12 to 16 hours a day with battery life of like 16 to 24 hours a day.
That's a pretty big deal. If you're relying for them to last you a full day's worth, for those really active people who go to work, go to grocery shopping. Yeah. They need it to last all day. So that is a limitation.
That is definitely a significant limitation. But on the flip side, Apple has such name recognition that if I were one of the companies that's strictly an over-the-counter hearing aid producer, I'd be very worried about how this would be impacting business.
I think it's also really huge that people don't want to wear hearing aids because they're hearing aids and they have this stigma of, making you look old or associating in that sort of way, or something's visible, you can see it. But AirPods, nobody comments about AirPods. It's just an earbud that you wear in your ear. So somebody who's very hesitant to do something about their hearing might be more inclined to try out an AirPod and see if it helps them. And then if they really like it enough and they become less concerned of vanity over time, maybe they'll graduate to some sort of hearing aid if it becomes necessary.
Yeah, or even if they're noticing benefit, but maybe not enough benefit, that this becomes a gateway to more traditional or what we now call prescription hearing aids, that this is going to be creating awareness for hearing health care and hearing loss. And I think that's a great thing. That's a great thing for the public, because there's such little adoption when it comes to hearing aids, that 80% of people who could benefit from hearing aids, they don't get them. So if people are going to utilize AirPods for their hearing loss features, I think that's great. And maybe it's a gateway.
And there are even people like me who technically don't need prescription hearing aids. I have normal hearing, but I really struggle in noise. It's difficult to be in noisy situations, and you have normal hearing, so what do you do with that? But I'm very curious to try out these new AirPods to see, does it boost the noise? Does it boost the voice, the speech, and does it reduce the noise around you? Because something like that could be just enough of a crutch in very difficult situations.
And you've tried before what we call low gain hearing aids, where you put a little bit of amplification in a traditional hearing aid, which is typically cost prohibitive for people, but because we have them around the office, you can try them.
Yeah.
And it's helpful.
Yeah, it perks of working with them that you can try it. And I've definitely noticed benefit in that regard, but this might be a more cost-effective option.
Yeah, and one risk factor, I mean, forever teachers have been trying to get students to take AirPods out of their ears, and now I could see students saying, oh, it's my hearing aid, I need it to hear, and just be another battle for teachers in the classroom with technology.
So also, though, didn't we have a couple patients come in this week to get molds for their AirPods?
Yes, so that's something that's really important, that there are labs that make custom molds that you can put the AirPod into. So if you're somebody who the AirPod never stayed in your ear properly, or it was uncomfortable, or it just didn't seem to fit well, you could see your local audiologist and have them make you a custom earplug that the AirPod plugs into. And that's potentially a really good option to help people just overall with their AirPods, and for those utilizing them for hearing aid functions.
Yeah, I've had 4 different patients this week alone who came in saying that they can't wear AirPods because their ears are too small or too curvy or too straight. There are lots of different ear shapes and sizes, and so unfortunately AirPods doesn't fit all. It's not one size fits all.
Yeah, we've also gotten a bunch of inquiries this week from patients, family, and others saying, what does this all mean? What does this mean that Apple is going to have a hearing aid feature? And that's part of why we wanted to talk about it today, because everybody knows Apple.
It's true. Apple is pretty brilliant, and Apple is so good about incorporating themselves or branching out into different forms of medical technology.
Yeah, there have been some features within Apple Watches that have been deactivated over time when it comes to healthcare. But if you remember a few years back when Apple had the earbuds that they'd sell you with the iPhone, that there was concern, oh no, is it going to be too loud, causing hearing loss because people are listening to music too loud on their phones? And then they put in notifications and restrictions with the sound intensity that you could get out of them. So they've been involved in protecting hearing and hearing loss awareness for quite a period of time.
The people who have followed us up until this point, you've seen that we posted a lot with our sound level meter at different places. We've taken it all around the country at this point. We've taken it to Red Rocks,
yes,
Canada, so I guess beyond the country. We've taken it to different concerts.
Concerts, sporting events, airplane landing, coming home from a conference.
Different rivers and lakes, just to see how loud everything is, because a lot of times it's louder than we think.
Yeah, I think last weekend also at the Giants home opener, which was gross, used it for, I was curious, how loud is MetLife Stadium on a 4th down play? And before the game, they had some military Black Hawk helicopters fly over the stadium. I was curious how loud those helicopters were.
So if you didn't catch it, if there's any
way
where
can they find it?
Yes. So if there's anywhere that you want us to take our sound level meter to, find a place for us and reach out to us at THC_audiology or hear us out PCAST_official on Instagram.
Yes, on Instagram.
I think that's all for today, right?
So next week, as we said, is going to be our first guest. That's Stephen Kellogg, singer, songwriter, and comedian. The way we initially connected with him is a really good story. It was through social media, and you hear so much negative on social media these days, that all the negative impacts that it has, but this is what is really good about social media. So stay tuned next week. We'll tell you that story.